From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's state news agency says the country will further develop its self-defense nuclear weapons capability. The announcement comes following the third day of a rare Workers' Party Congress in Pyongyang. RAND Corporation Korea analyst Bruce Bennett says there's been no reason for the North to have such weapons.
How much do they need nuclear weapons if conventional weapons used to handle the problem just fine? And the answer is probably not any, but certainly not more than a few. And if they have more than a few, they're not purely defensive. They're starting to field an offensive capability. And that's bad news for North Korea because they may eventually push the U.S. to do something about it.
Sunday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said the country would not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty was threatened. He also reportedly prepared to normalize relations with hostile nations and called for talks with South Korea to reduce distrust and potential misunderstandings. The North Korean leader also outlined a five-year plan to boost the country's economy. The death toll from the April 29 apartment building collapse in Nairobi, Kenya, has now risen to 49. 140 others were rescued from the rubble of the six-story structure that had been condemned but not yet torn down. Its collapse followed days of heavy rains. The owners of the building were questioned by police and then released on bail. Malian special forces have arrested a suspected jihadist leader in southern Mali. Yacouba Touré is believed to be the second-highest-ranking member of the terrorist Al-Qaeda-affiliated group on Sardine. He's been linked to several attacks in Mali and Burkina Faso. Touré described as one of the main suppliers of logistics assistance and weapons to jihadists in southern Mali. This is VOA News.